also are now closer to taking up the issue of tax reform. France faces accusations of racism in its response to hurricane devastation on the Caribbean island of Saint Martin. Some residents are expressing anger at a perception that white tourists were given priority. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my sidekick, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing this week, Sean?
Not bad, but that might be subject to change. I have jury duty tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't mind it, but, you know, it is a disruption in my, you know, preordained routine and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, and plus it's like the one time you can really be kind of like disappointed that there's a low murder rate around here. That you know you're not going to get a murder.
Right. Well, know? It's not going to be anything interesting.
You're going to get, this guy stole a canoe, and you're going to be, oh, great. I'm going to miss 20 weeks of work because this guy stole a canoe.
Yeah. It's usually not even, I would take a canoe theft. I would take some kind of, you know, Agatha Christie style, you know, super complex mystery over a canoe theft, because I think that would be funny.
Right.
But what it always is, you know, this guy did something incredibly dumb.
Right. It's never the grandma did it.
Does the jury agree that this was dumb? Yes, we agree. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
How dumb was it? Let's get to
right.
Sentiment. You know, it's never the grandma in the conservatory with the canoe.
Right.
Right.
It's really not, and that's disappointing. But.
So around here, and I think, I bet you a lot of towns have these. They have these, like, local Crime Watch Facebook pages.
Right.
Have you checked any of these out locally?
I don't check them regularly, but I am familiar with them. I usually find out about them when someone else posts something saying, good Lord, you know, because it's always something ridiculous.
Right? Yeah. My wife follows this religiously because I don't know why. Half the time she's just disappointed in humanity, either because of the crime, or she's disappointed in humanity because of people's comments on the person.
Right.
You know, like they stole a candy bar and there's like 50 people, you know, there's like a guy saying that this person should be put to death and 138 people like this.
It is hard to follow a page like that and come away with a positive view of humanity.
Right, right. She does, though, remarkably, you know, because every once in a while she'll just
that take some mental gymnastics, but
yeah. Well, the most shocking thing about it is that sometimes Terry and I will find people we know on there.
Mm. Yeah, that happened to me the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, a high school acquaintance,
right?
Who I always thought would come to a bad end,
right?
Came to a bad end.
Yeah. Well,
like, oh, it's good to find out that I was right about something else. I'll just mark that in the black notebook.
Right. For those who don't know, we broadcast out of a fairly small town, and so I can't really tell if every time I see somebody on there that I know, I can't really tell if it's like, is my town really small?
Or have I hang out?
Right. Have I just made terrible, terrible decisions throughout my life?
Right. Yeah, well, it's a tricky question.
Well, I'm apparently right on the cusp between Generation X and Millennials.
Okay.
That's like 75, 77. I was born in 76. So I'm like what they're calling a Xennial or an Xennial. I don't know how
would
pronounce it.
What's the cutoff for Millennial?
One source I was reading was 77.
So when we talk about millennials, we're potentially talking about like 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that is a revelation to me. And
well,
apparently to the entire internet.
Really?
Well, like all of these articles, you know, how millennials are killing toast or whatever it is.
Well, maybe I misread it. I don't know. I did just read it, and
you know,
then...
And if millennials are just everyone up to the age of 40, that's like, all those articles are patently ridiculous, which they kind of are anyway. But
I don't know. I personally am self-employed because I would be a terrible, terrible employee. My buddy Matt Morgan out there, love the man, but he'll tell you, terrible, terrible employee. Loves me to death. We're buddies. I'm terrible.
Yeah.
Ben, another friend of mine, owns a business here in town, played in a band together. Everything was great. I am a terrible employee.
Yeah, but think about it, though. I mean, it can't be everyone after 77 is a bad employee or is irresponsible or whatever, because if that was the case, then, you know, the world would be in dire straits and we'd have natural disasters and the president would be a reality star.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
You know, fear is a great motivator. You know, I was sitting on the porch one time hanging out with my friends, and I'm just all, I've had every job known to man. And I said, I defy you guys to come up with a job that I haven't had. And one guy's just all, were you a lumberjack? And my answer was, yes, I was a lumberjack for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was basically a lot of dragging brush for me, not to come down on real lumberjacks that do hard work. It was a lot of dragging brush for me and partaking in talking smack about the spotted owl.
Okay.
You know.
That sounds like the perfect job, but
yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, yeah. And don't get me wrong, I'm down with spotted owl rights and everything, but, you know, when you're in a room and you're the only one down with the owl, you got to be like, yeah. I hate them.
I hate owls, too.
Yeah, totally.
Kill 20 owls before breakfast every day.
Totally. Back in high school, this one used to pick on me, like, every day.
They called me Owl Crusher Chauncey.
Right. But, yeah, I guess what I'm getting at is I have a generally lousy attitude, and Generation X people are known for their lousy attitudes.
Sure.
And because I'm on this, like, effort to try to fix my attitude, I always said, like, you know, everybody's all medicated. You know, the United States is heavily medicated. And really, I just need a pill. I bet you Jared's going to identify with this very much. I need a pill that will just take care of my bad attitude. If I had a pill that just fixed my bad attitude, I'd probably totally, like, rule the world.
Yeah, I think you're looking for, like, MDMA, which... problems of its own.
No, one that you can also go to work with.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, no, that's tougher.
Right, right. But a lot of those drugs were used to, you know, were invented to help people
like
with their bad attitudes.
Yeah, sure, like in Sherlock Holmes times.
Right, right, yeah. And,
yeah.
Well, he was smart.
Well, he was.
He also had a bad attitude.
That's very true. What are we talking about today?
Today we have the Siskiyou Paranormal Society.
Oh.
So we're returning to the
so
very
we're talking
popular
about,
topic of paranormal.
Yeah. Well, I assume that means ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I realize paranormal has been kind of turned into a blanket term, but in these cases, yeah, it's ghosts. And I think their website says energies.
Ghosts and energies, okay.
Yeah.
And we're talking about sightings that are local to the area, I'm guessing.
Yeah, yeah, because we live close to Siskiyou.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm constantly trying to talk my wife into, like, going on vacation and getting a hotel room in some small town that's haunted. And so maybe we'll find one out. Right.
Well, here's the thing. If they say, yeah, Black Ranch Road, really haunted, I'm going to flip
this conversation is over.
Yeah. Cause
is
then
Black Ranch Road in Siskiyou County?
Well, no.
Oh,
but
okay.
It's in the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which county is that in?
Well, it's in Shasta County.
It's still in Shasta County.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't remember, Sean went ghost hunting out on
Black. I did, and I felt like, you know, when you go to the zoo and all the animals are sleeping, and it's like,
right,
screw you, capybara, I didn't want
right.
to look at you anyway.
Like I wanted to see the world's largest rodent.
Yeah, exactly. But secretly, you did want to see right. the world's largest rodent. You were dead set on it.
But you were out there by yourself.
Did. Yeah, it was. So... I thought that would be spookier. I thought that would raise the likelihood of something happening.
Was there any moment of spookiness?
Not really. I did, as I explained the other time, hear some creepy laughter, but, you know.
That might have been coming from you.
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe I imagined it or something.
All right. I don't want to know anymore. You're listening to Radio Wasteland. Up next is our guest, the Siskiyou Paranormal Society.
Well, Let's not end it. It's a hobble in me.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. On Tuesday, we welcome Dr. Douglas McConnell. We're going to talk about how to keep the cost of health care down. What can we do to cut back on the amount of health care we're using? Should we be using other ways to take care of ourselves? All of this Tuesday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
Golf, great food, and a great event all come together on September 18th with the Riverfront Playhouse Golf Tournament at the Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy 18 holes of golf on one of Northern California's most beautiful courses, and your tax-deductible donation will help to open the doors of the new Riverfront Playhouse in downtown Reading.
The tournament includes a four-person scramble, closest to the pin competition, with lunch and an awards banquet immediately following golf.
For more information, call 524-0223 or register online at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, the
Siskiyou Paranormal Society. Leela, we got you there with us?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing good, how are you?
Oh, not bad. So, you know, I really enjoy having guests that are close by us, because they can tell us about stuff that we can go see ourselves.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's a definite benefit.
So, you know, let's start from the beginning, give some introduction here. You're a member of the Siskiyou Paranormal Society. How did the Siskiyou Paranormal Society get started?
It's Siskiyou County Paranormal Society, and my name is Leela Paul, and I started this back in 2009. And we ended up doing an investigation up in Mount Shasta with a young girl that committed suicide back in 2009. And she was probably about 19 years old, and she was still at her house.
Hmm.
So.
And that was the beginning of your looking into this?
I would say the beginning of looking into this was a long time ago. My husband passed away in the year 2000, And so after that, you know, I really wanted to, you know, try to contact him myself. So I tried to get involved with it. So.
Yeah, that makes me think of apparently Harry Houdini, when he died, he told his mom a word. And that if she heard that word, she would know that it was him, so that nobody would trick him into, or trick her into knowing. But she claims she didn't hear the word.
Yeah, I have contacted him. So
that's amazing.
It took
that's
about
awesome.
17 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it took a while.
Oh, so. Well, did that provide you some closure?
Comfort? Yes, it did.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes, it did. It had a lot of closure, too, so.
So how many people are involved in the Siskiyou County Paranormal Society?
I would I would say about 7 people and members of our group. We have 2 other people that are here with me now. I would like to go ahead and have them say their names.
Okay.
My name is Jesse, Leela's husband.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Jesse.
Current husband, not the ghosty one.
That's some impressive channeling there.
Right, right.
Yeah, she, we're good, but we're not that good.
That's awesome. All right.
I am Lila's brother, John.
John. All right, nice to meet you. So did all of you guys get started together?
No. It was basically me and Michelle Kerwood and Jesse, her husband. We basically started it with also Brenda Suckle. She now lives in Washington. She moved out of the state. So.
And I think we have Miners, somebody from Miners Paranormal.
Are they on?
On the line also. Yeah, we can bring them on here. I just wasn't sure when, but we got them here now.
And, awesome.
And who's this? Who's the one from Miners Paranormal?
I'm not sure. I don't know who's calling in right now. I know that Miners Paranormal Society, they work with us on, you know, investigations. They're like our brother group, you know.
I see.
When we go out and we investigate, we go, you know, most of the time it's a team now. So, two different teams, but together.
It's common that when I'm dealing, you know, learning about these teams, we tend to be a mix of people who are technological and ones that are sensitive or mediums. Is that the case here?
We're more sensitive.
More sensitive?
Yeah, I'm personally myself, I'm a clairaudient, so I can hear them myself.
Mm-hmm.
But sensitivity as far as like feeling them, I feel them. A lot of people in the group have come to find out what their, you know, abilities are. You kind of start opening up to that kind of stuff when you get involved.
So people find that they're there mainly because they're interested, but as they start to have experiences, they start to find the areas that they're open to feeling them?
Right. They're strong points, you know. And, I mean, if you meditate, I mean, you open up to a lot of things, actually. So
I have personally been trying to meditate here lately, and I'm having a hard time. I am. I cannot relax my brain well enough. I'm doing like mindful meditation. It's like the lamest
it's
of
hard.
Meditations.
It's hard to
it's
really
just
not focus on anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like telling me to notice my feet, and I'm like, I hate my feet. You know, or I don't know.
that was a strange example.
Well, I mean, it's what popped on. Yeah. So what is one of these outings? How does this go for you guys? You guys hear about something and then you reach out to them. How do you do the process?
If people need help, they'll usually go ahead and contact us on Facebook. We don't have a web page open, on yet, so we're still working on that. And let's see, I go out and I find places in Siskiyou County and hook up with different people that own the properties and call them and get permissions, basically, is what it is.
I see. Yeah, I'm always kind of amazed when I talk to paranormal groups and, you know, because you see stuff on TV and people are calling in saying, hey, I really need some help. And you kind of imagine a situation where the paranormal group is really chasing it down and people aren't coming to them. But every time I talk to them, you know, they got people contacting them, asking them for help. And I'm really always kind of surprised by this. Do you find that it's people from all walks of life contacting you who need help?
I think the last person that we had, had contact us, she's Native American. Mm-hmm. She's actually in Wairika. Her and her family, were having issues in their home. Her name's Corinne. And very sweet young lady.
What does issues mean?
What's that?
What does issues mean?
She had people running, you know, running up and down the stairs, a baby crying upstairs.
That's freaky. Anything with children is freaky.
What's that?
Anything with children is freaky.
A baby crying upstairs. Don't do that. I couldn't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Anything with children is freaky. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And it was quite interesting because after we had the investigation, it wasn't even an investigation, it was a walkthrough. We did a walkthrough before we ended up, making sure that, we were going to do an investigation. And called us that evening.
Leela,
to make sure,
one second. Yes. I think we're getting some delay from your radio in the background.
For now.
All right. I like your go-getter attitude.
is that better?
Yeah,
it is. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go right ahead. So you were doing your walkthrough.
Yes, we were doing a walkthrough. We wanted to do that before the investigation. And so after the walkthrough, basically I have spirit come to my house at that point. And so I personally felt it was a family member of hers that came to me. It was an uncle of her husband, actually, that mentioned to us that there was an issue there. And this was even before going through the EVPs. And so I had contacted her back the same night and let her know that we were not going to do the investigation. And I had mentioned to her that there was a male spirit at my house talking with me in regards to, you know, not going forward because there was not something that was good there. It was something bad. So, she ended up contacting a medicine man. And by the name of Frank, and he's very kind, very nice. He's out of Wairika, and he came to her house, and he did a ceremony to cleanse her home. And after that point, everything was cleared, and she has not had a problem since. So it was pretty heavy.
Well, we're not too far out from a commercial break, but I want to ask you this question. We might have to come back to it afterwards. Do you find that they're more commonly bad or good or sort of that doesn't apply?
I wouldn't say bad. I don't know. It's just you could feel it. You would know. Your intuition of gut feeling of knowing if something is bad. If your stomach starts to hurt, you start getting a headache, it's not a good thing.
And I guess we can always take into consideration that if people are getting good feelings from these things, they're probably not contacting somebody to help them.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No.
Right. So, yeah, well, I don't, it's really kind of, so just by acknowledging it, do you get the entity to go away or what are the steps to getting it to go away?
We use angelica root to cleanse a home, to be able to light it and smoke the house out and cleanse the home. I mean, it rids of evil spirits or any negative energy at all. And that is the most amazing, root to be, to light on fire and have smoke. I mean, it's really, really good.
All right. Well, we're coming up on break. I'm sure I'm going to have more questions about that for you. Sorry to cut you off in the middle of that answer. You're listening to Leela Ridge
from Siskiyou County Paranormal Society on Radio Wasteland. We'll be right back.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. You're listening to Lila Ridge from the Siskiyou County Paranormal Society. You were just telling us, before the break, you were telling us about angel root. So is this like, you know, sage?
Angelica root.
Angelica root, sorry. Is this like...
Angelica root, yeah. It's a root. It's a natural root. It's almost like burning sage, but it's not. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's got a distinct smell. It is very strong. It's very good.
And the process, so. But the process is similar to saging your house.
Exactly.
I see.
Yes.
And will this work for any evil spirit?
There's also one other thing that you can actually use crystals around your windows.
crystals around your windows. So, yeah, really, what are the things? Are there other things that people can do to take care of these? Like, do you just get any old crystal, or?
Yeah.
Well, you can get crystals from the shop up in Mount Shasta. That's where we usually go.
Hmm.
As far as, like, sage, I usually burn it. I burn myrrh. I burn sage. I burn frankincense, too, is a really good one. So
you know, as I like to point out on this show, Sean knows what I'm about to say. I'm a horror movie fanatic.
Yes.
Haven't had very many paranormal experiences, me personally, but I started out as a horror fan, and then it got me interested in potential realities. You know, so I gotta ask you the question I always ask paranormal researchers, and that is, what is the scariest thing that you've had to deal with?
The scariest thing that has happened so far is a friend of mine, Nikisha. She actually now lives in Chico, but we were investigating the Dunsmuir Mortuary here in Dunsmuir. And
really haunted place.
It sounds haunted. I like the
there's
you
a
had me at mortuary
inside the basement.
You gotta remember how many bodies have gone through that
mortuary.
In order for them to have all these spirits there.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
they're attached to something that's on the body that they're going in.
Right. We've talked to people about that before, about, like, you know, is this world just swimming, and are we only noticing hauntings when there's a problem? Is this world just swimming with spirits, basically?
But, okay, I didn't even really get that last part. What did you say?
Well, basically, there have been so many people who have lived and died. You know, are we living in this world that's just swimming with spirits? You know, everywhere we go.
I would say if they haven't passed on, yeah. I mean, like, let's say, for instance, you know, you get into a car accident, that's like a shock to your body, right? You're going to jump out of your body. You know, everybody has a soul. And that's pretty personally what I believe in. And so when you are, you know, when you have unfinished business, when you have had a shock to your body and an outer body experience, and your soul doesn't know what happened, so you're, like, stuck here, like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
replaying out the same thing over.
Not always. Yeah, it's interesting.
Okay, well, you were telling us about the Dunsmuir scare. I got to know the scary story.
Yes, this is probably the scariest thing that we've actually had to deal with. We just went in there to check it out. A woman, a friend of mine, actually owned it at the time. And she let us go in there and check it out and investigate. We went in there with just an EVP recorder and taking pictures. That's the only thing we really went in there with. It was just us two girls. And it was during the day. We walked in, and we were in the basement part. And on the left, if you look at the building, on the left side of the building, on the bottom, is where they would keep the dead bodies during the wintertime because they couldn't bury them. There's too much snow up here.
Oh, right.
And so they would bring the dead bodies in and place them in there and keep them in there until it was okay to, you know, bury the bodies inside the cemetery.
Oh, weird. I never
thought
about that.
This is the information that I got from the owner. And so we were walking through there and we were talking, and Nikisha is the person that pushes them, I guess you can say. I mean, she's
antagonizing.
She's the instigator.
Causes problems, let's put it that way. But I love her to death. She's my friend. So. But she pushes them to the limit to you know, have contact with her. And so when she was asking them, you know, some questions, I can't exactly remember because it's been a couple of years now, she got scratched on her back, three marks down her back.
Really?
And that's the sign of the Trinity. And so
a Trinity? Like?
The Father, Son, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, just making sure.
Go ahead. And so, you know, she got scratched all the way down her back. And during the day, we walked outside, because she said, oh, my pain, there's still a lot of pain in my back. So I went outside, and I lifted her shirt up on the back, and I took a picture. And sure enough, there was three scratch marks straight down her back.
Wow.
That is freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so at that point, we went inside the car, grabbed the sage, went back inside, started saging. Whatever it was, got upset, went upstairs, grabbed a frame off of her piano, threw it across the room, and it shattered all over the place. That is no joke.
That is
at that point
terrible.
We left.
And so you keep doing this then after this experience?
We do, yeah. But we at that point she was like, "There's no way I want to be able to stay here tonight," you know. So I took her up to Mount Shasta, and she ended up going back the next day when things were calmed down. But yeah, that was a pretty crazy experience.
Wow.
So how did you get your knowledge about what to do? You know,
I have books and I read about it. It interests me, you know.
So there is a resource of knowledge out there for people who...
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, because
yeah.
It kind of...
In order for me, I think when, you know, for me going into hearing clairaudience, I'm reading a lot of channeling books. And so that kind of helps me in meditation and opening myself up.
I just learned the term clairaudience. Will you explain that to our audience? I think it's probably a new word for a lot of them.
Clairaudience is when you can hear with your ears. You can hear spirit talk.
Right, like clairvoyant is visual and clairaudient would be hearing it.
Right, well, clairaudience is hearing it. Clairvoyance is seeing it.
Right, okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so... you know, how often do you guys do these investigations? How often?
Well, so far we've been doing it every weekend now.
Really?
And getting, you know, just going out and checking out different places. My husband and I are actually going over to Virginia City in October, so we're going to go check out that place. It'll be quite interesting. So.
And is this a paranormal vacation?
Not really, but we're going to make it kind of a little bit like one. So
yeah,
it'll be cool. You know, we'll have our equipment with us and checking it out. It's basically for family, but we're going to have a little bit of time to ourselves, too. So,
do you mostly do investigations here in the area, or do you go
all
around?
Oh, we can go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, our main thing, because we live in Dunsmuir, most of us do.
Mm-hmm.
The Miners Paranormal Society lives out of Montague, Wairika area, so they've got North County. We work together, though. I mean, you know, if they're called upon, you know, most likely, you know, if it's just in that area where they're living, then they'll just go ahead and, you know, just take it themselves because we don't need to go up there. But if it's something big, too, we work together. They're great people. Brett and Doug and Robin... and Scott, they're just awesome people to work with.
So what are some of the paranormal places in Siskiyou County that you can tell us about?
That we know of?
Yeah.
I told you in regards to the mortuary, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
The Blackfeet Saloon we just got done doing yesterday. I don't know, Chauncey, did you get a chance to look at the EVPs?
Yeah, I did. I gave quite a few of them a listen. We have them here. If there's a specific one that we should give a listen to.
Let's see. Well, the boys were playing cards with a spirit there. And that was quite interesting because the spirit kept getting 21. We did get hit an EVP for him to say, "Hit me." So maybe that one, I don't know if it's listed, you know, through you guys, but if you guys want to play that, that's probably a good one.
Yeah. You ready, Jared? All right. Give it a shot. Let's hear it.
It'll be at the end.
And so that hit me was not from you?
The last one that hit me, my husband was playing cards with Jesse Kirkwood, and so Jesse Kirkwood was the dealer, and so when my husband decided to ask Jesse to hit him, he gave him a card. right after that, at the end of the recording, it'll say, "Hit me," after he says the same thing.
All right. Well, we're coming up on commercial break. We'll load it back up again. We'll give it another listen and see about the "Hit me." All right. You're listening to the Siskiyou County Paranormal Society on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's fall savings time at Redding Kia. You want to save money, right? Well, don't pay a penny in interest during Redding Kia's fall savings sale.
Come in today and get 0% financing on all new 2017 Kia models. Not just one or two, but every model in Redding Kia's award-winning lineup qualifies for 0% financing.
Even Sorento?
Yes, even the 2017 Kia Sorento comes with 66 months of interest-free financing on approval of credit.
Or get $3,500 at KMF standard bonus cash plus $1,000 retail bonus cash on Sorento 4-cylinder. That's $4,500.
And the 17 Kia Sorento is the highest ranked midsize SUV in initial quality. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
0% financing for 66 months is $15.15 per thousand financed.
Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Sorento. Offer ends October 31st.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers.
Bid on exciting live and silent auction packages.
And purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two.
Plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Redding Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your Level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together. Ever plan to fly out
west, travel my way. All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We're here with our guest, the Siskiyou County Paranormal Society, and we were listening to a
EVP.
EVP. Thank you. Sorry, there's so much EMP in the news. I was getting confused there.
Electronic voice something. I forget what.
Phenomenon.
Thank you. All right,
we'll
so let's
talk to the experts on that.
We're going to give it a listen to again. And fire it up, Jared.
Hit me.
So that hit me was from beyond the grave?
Oh, I couldn't really hear it. Did you play it?
Yeah, let's try it one more time.
Hit me.
Was that it?
I don't know. The file that I sent over to you guys was it was about 40 seconds in.
Right.
Yeah.
We're playing
Jared's
that one. It's possible that you might not be able to hear it as well over the equipment.
Yeah. But so it was very light, but
It definitely was light.
Sitting at the Black Butte Saloon, we were playing just a round of 21,
me, this is Jesse speaking, by the way.
Yeah.
And the other Jesse that's in our group, we're playing with an entity that was there, and there was something standing by me that was telling me to hit in the EVP, and I actually won with 21.
I see. So you were cheating.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear it at the time. I'm getting I had to this. Go back and listen to it later.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was cheating.
That counts as cheating. All right, so what are some of the other places in Siskiyou County? You know, because I was talking in the introduction of our show that I always try to get my wife to go with me somewhere where we can stay where it's haunted. Where are some places in Siskiyou County that I can talk my poor unsuspecting wife into going to visit with me?
Well, I can tell you based off of the history in Siskiyou County that there are a lot of places that have can't necessarily say the word haunted, but do have a lot of spiritual energy. We have done investigations in the California Theater in Dunsmuir, the Dunsmuir Hotel, which is actually right across the street. It used to be run by the Mafia way back when.
Hmm.
We have done the Black Butte Saloon, which you were playing a clip from. And we have done several properties in the area. It seems like just about every other house around here has something in it.
Well, with the Gold Rush history and the history of Native Americans, I'm sure that there's a lot of broken dreams and really sort of negative history back there to create these sorts of situations, even though our population up here in Northern California isn't necessarily as massive as a larger town. I'm guessing a lot of people came here with expectations.
Yeah, that, you know, way back when in the early 1900s, late 1800s, it was a massive area, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Our little town of Dunsmuir that we're in now, you know, we have a population of what, like 1,500 people right now, at the most. But you know, way back when they had, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people living in this area.
And so that was all having to do with the Gold Rush.
No, the Gold Rush and the railroad. You know, because we're a railroad town. We were one of the main stops. Alexander Dunsmuir set up. Here in Dunsmuir, he came from Canada and set up a main stop here. Here in Dunsmuir, it was almost like the place to go when you wanted to have some fun.
I see.
You know,
we had
weed just up the road. That's where everybody worked, you know, and they worked at the mills and on the railroad. And then down here, they all came for the theater.
Don't forget McLeod.
So, for you, now that I got you, Jesse, I can ask you the same question. What's the scariest thing that you've had to deal with?
That I've had to do?
Well, I mean, you know, experienced. What's the scariest paranormal experience you got?
Well, I'll tell you, several years ago, I got into this stuff when I met my wife, Leela. I had had several experiences. I had...
They do come with baggage, and in this case, it was all the dead. Right.
Yeah. What was that?
I said marriages come with baggage, and in this case, it was, you know.
Right. So when we first got together, we started reading books and doing guided meditation on channeling. And actually, we got to the point where we could actually start channeling thoughts into each other's heads. Without speaking words. But at one point I was taking a shower and I closed my eyes because the water was running over my eyes and I saw some images in my head. I saw a picture of Leela, who, you know, we were relatively new together, standing in front of an old time freestanding oval mirror. And then I saw another image of a little girl with strawberry blonde hair and a dress standing in front of an old-time oval mirror. And I'll let you guys know that a couple years later, my wife gave birth, I didn't, to a little girl named Scarlett who has strawberry blonde hair.
That's a fitting name.
And the third image, which is the scariest thing I've ever, scariest sensation I've ever felt, was a man, and I don't know who it was, standing in front of a mirror, and it was dark, and lightning struck, and as lightning struck, it lit up the man's face. The man was smiling ear to ear, covered in blood, holding a straight razor.
That is absolutely terrifying.
That was that, and I was sitting, you know, in the bathroom by myself, and of course, at that time, our landlord had installed a timer switch for our light, and right at that time, the light turned off, and it was pitch black. I'm in the shower by myself, and I just had this image in my head.
Oh, God.
Good grief.
Yeah, that is freaky.
That is the absolute scariest thing I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
Well, we're coming up on the end of the show here, and I want to make sure that we have some time for you guys to tell our audience where they can find out more about you. So how would people get in touch with you guys?
The best place to get in touch with us is through Facebook. We have a page, Siskiyou County Paranormal Society. My wife is the main administrator, and she answers just about anybody. So if you have any, if anybody has any questions, or you know, or concerns or comments,
anyone,
anybody, you know, if their comments are bad, we'll just delete them or whatever.
Right. But well, you got to be ready for that.
We like to be asked questions because it makes us think about what's really going on, and that's why we do this, because we want more clarity on what really goes on in the paranormal world.
Right. Okay, well, sounds good. I have a couple few minutes left, so I'm going to I like to ask this question because I'm curious about this. So, are all spirits that people deal with, were they once alive, or are there like spirits that were never alive necessarily? I don't know how to
there
put that.
That's a difficult question. The short answer is that they are not all people that were once alive.
Exactly.
That's the shortest answer, but in reality, you know, when we pass away, our spirit or our ghost or whatever you want to call it, doesn't all just go to one place. It doesn't just stay in the house you lived in and haunt it.
Right. Okay.
It doesn't just go straight to heaven or hell. You have energies that you leave around the world or around your areas. You know, if you spend a lot of time at your workplace, a lot of your energy is going to go back there.
Like an echo or a ripple?
Exactly, like an echo. And then your loved ones, people you spend a lot of your time with, you know, they may refer to it as like haunting them. You know, your energies will stay with that person. Some people still move on. Some people have too much energy that sticks around and create even more intense haunting. And that's just with people. Now there are other entities that aren't human.
Yeah.
We've experienced some demonic presences, which you don't want to experience.
Is that what you think the mortuary thing was? I've often heard of the three scratches in reference to demonic activity.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is that what you think the mortuary deal was? With the,
three scratches. I absolutely believe that there was a demonic presence in the mortuary.
Yeah.
I wasn't there, but there's no doubt about that.
All right, well, we're right here at the end of the show. I really appreciate you guys coming on and learning about what you do. You've been listening to Radio Wasteland with our guest, the Siskiyou County Paranormal Society. If you're interested in finding out more about them, search them up on Facebook, Siskiyou County Paranormal Society. Thank you very much.
All right.
Y'all have a good night. I'm a human fly, and I don't know why I got mad.
was a 96. As I got a gun in the brain, driving me insane. I don't like the ride, so push.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
...in his state after Hurricane Irma came slashing through. He says in the Florida Keys, Marathon looks to have suffered the worst damage.
You go up towards Marathon, you saw any trailer park. I mean, I don't think I saw a trailer park where it seemed like everything wasn't turned over. You saw some flooding. You saw, homes with, without their roofs and things like that. Saw lots of boats damaged.
White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert says Florida residents who evacuate should not rush home.
There are still dangerous conditions, downed electric lines, flood conditions.